child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends
and
might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay. Remember, kids, discovertheforest.org.
Before it discovers you.
Before you get attacked by a bear. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the lovely, lovely state of Medford, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that. I know.
I know.
Anyways, welcome back, kids. And right now, with that great USA music and everybody texting and calling in, it's tough to call in, obviously, but the local number is 781-350-3264. Chris, yeah, you have a better option?
Yeah, throw rocks at the window and open it up and we'll...
Or you could Skype at WMFO DJ.
I'm actually
going to
look at the WMFO app. See
how
if
can you Skype?
Go on Skype. Go in your... And put in that.
And we can talk to them on what? Our computers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably coming through the thing. So
sounds
Skype
cool.
Skype myself.
Hey, ho, look at you. Okay, so call coverage. I'm going to press this button. It's going to be me calling. Yes, the app even comes in on 3800, too, so.
Oh.
So don't call in using the app.
It's not coming on the phone, either.
Yeah,
so. No, because it's the old number.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls, and hope you're enjoying the music. You know how I get with my American music. And I want you guys to enjoy your 4th of July, obviously. And what is today? Yeah.
July 1st?
It is July 1st.
Do you have any unofficial holidays or?
It is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
I'm in. I'm all in.
All in?
All in.
Yep.
All in.
Bacon pistachio. There, I just made it
done.
Up.
National Ginger Snap Day.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
National Postal Workers Day.
Oh, go postal.
I'll pass on that too.
Kill 20 people.
And National U.S. Posted Stamp Day. Wow, that's hard to say. Postage Stamp Day.
On the same day that their work is a...
Those are your national days for today.
It's Stamp Day on the same day as its Postal Worker Day.
Yeah, it doubled down, huh?
Yeah, that's weird.
They did double down.
And stamps went down 2 cents.
So those are your national days, and I'm gonna say it's a national Giddy Up Friday Day.
Yeah. Okay.
July 1st from now on.
Okay.
National Giddy Up Friday Day.
Yep.
Or Giddy Up Day.
We'll submit it to the national days. I think you just need three
Who
people
do you submit
to sign
it to?
A petition. The National Website Day.
I don't know. When I call my lawyer, he's at the Salter School teaching class.
He's in class.
He's still learning.
He's got another
All right.
Tree house to go before he gets accredited.
All right, Christopher, what do you have for us, my friend?
So, prior to coming into the studio, as you may have known, Polly has spun the wheel, and the wheel landed on...
I always spin the wheel. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, round and round and round. It's nothing it
And
does.
I believe it landed on, 1976.
1976. So, we figured, you
what
know...
What are the odds?
Yeah, maybe because we set it through an hour ago.
Because we set it up.
So yeah, 1976, there was a bit of a mishmash of music. It was a nice way to put it. It was very eclectic with some, you know, great rock bands out there, some great pop, and some absolute crap. So before we get into into the top 20, what I'd like to do is play Chris's crap song of the week from 1976.
Huh.
And it's called Save Your Kisses for Me.
Don't cry, honey, don't cry.
What a piece of crap.
Wow. I don't even remember this song.
Do you think they wear? They just like they have canes and straw hats.
So long, honey, so long.
Really, this was made in 76? 1876,
hang on, baby, hang on.
All right, well, I kind of think you're playing it too long.
Well, once again, crap song of the week. Save Your Kisses for Me, but from Brotherhood of Man. By the way, Brotherhood of Man, I don't think had a follow-up hit.
Oh.
That was a horrible song.
That was...
But this is at number 20. A sorbet to cleanse the palate. Queen with You're My Best Friend.
I love this song.
Yeah, so better than that last one.
And I play it a lot.
And Wayne, this one's for you. If You Know What I Mean, coming in at number 19 by Neil Diamond. That's for you. And If You Know What I Mean, the only line I know. Big hit for Diana Ross, coming in at number 18. The Love Hangover, which sounds like...
Oh, I love Love Hangover.
Yeah. Like I said, it's really eclectic year with different, you know, different taste of music. 17, you want to go in a whole another direction. Thin Lizzy. Boys are back in town.
Dude, I have that queued up.
She's got
it. I have it queued up.
It's the best song, isn't it? I think she was steaming. Oh, my favorite line.
Now I can't play it.
Now you can play the whole thing. At 16, the Beach Boys would cover Chuck Berry's rock and roll music. Why? They needed the money. And speaking of money, at number 15, Steve Miller Band with Take the Money and Run.
I love them.
Next two songs is really ones for the crap bin. This one is called Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck. I'm just happy listening to this song.
You look happy.
Shocking, you're happy. Listen to that. It's that whimsy.
It's whimsy.
Is right. A xylophone solo.
Oh! You know, that was me.
Actually, we do have a couple of songs that Polly was featured on. Another one for the crap bin. Sweat Hog, Vinnie Barbarino, with the number 13 song. Let's just let this one play for a little bit and ruminate on it. Ooh, some bad notes here, Johnny. A swim staccato. I'm just gonna let her in my life.
Up your nose with a rubber hose, Mr. Cat here.
Juan Epstein on percussion, by the way. This is kind of odd, but...
Well, actually, it was Epstein's mother.
Beatles, We've Gotta Get You Into My Life, recharted at number 12. Former lead singer of the Detroit supergroup, Cleveland supergroup, Eric Carmen... This is a song called Never Fall in Love Again. Eric Carmen was once called the Paul McCartney of Cleveland. I like the Paul McCartney of Planet Earth better. Funky synthesizer music. My Love is Alive by Gary Wright. The Dreamweaver had his second top 10 hit of the year. Remember this one?
Yep.
Some keytar.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, I do.
I like that song. Oh, here's one that might get you melancholy, Polly. Kiss and Say Goodbye from the Manhattans.
Wow. Love the Manhattans. Oh, play this.
You meet another guy.
Oh.
I had to meet you here today.
I guess you know this one.
Just kiss and say goodbye.
I don't know if we're going to be able to go on.
Oh, my God.
We're all emotional after that. Well, Brothers Johnson, after they took the Manhattan's chick, he said, hey, I'll be good to you. Brothers Johnson, great band. I think one of the underrated fucking. Here's another one, in my opinion, that belongs in the crap bin.
Raised up in privacy. Really?
No, wait a minute. Why is Tom Petty playing?
Oh, I played it by mistake.
That it belongs in the awesome bin.
Okay.
This song is horrible. It's called Get Up and Boogie by the Silver Convention. That song sucks. We'll move them to number six. I think he... This song is by Andrea
great
True.
Great song, yeah.
More. Andrea True was a porn star.
I know she was.
Oh, yeah. And then she became... I gotta tell you. Tell the audience.
Andrea True. Yes.
Yeah. Google her.
Hence the way...
How she likes
she
it.
She wrote this song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not really in the military, but he gave himself the rank of captain because he wore a hat. Captain Tennille with a really bad cover of a great song, Shop Around, which was a, great song by Smokey and the Miracles, but I think they made it craptastic. And at number four, Daryl Hall and John Oates were one of my favorite songs.
I love Sarah.
Mm.
I love...
The sound. Did you ever see the show live at Daryl's
house? I almost named my daughter Sarah because of this song.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
I've told Tina.
Yeah. So instead you were doing acid and listening to Pink Floyd see Emily play. Here's another one I can't believe was a big hit. I think we're getting back into some crap here. Misty Blue.
Misty Blue.
By Dorothy Moore. It was an old song from like the 50s, and it made me want to swallow Tylenol PM, and it wasn't even invented in 76. That's how bad it was. Does this song need an introduction at number two?
No, it does not.
That's right.
Hey, afternoon delight, baby.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Look at that. I thought they were going for ice cream when I was a kid. I thought they were going to Friendly's or something. A little afternoon delight, you know? And at number one.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have had that drop. That would have been perfect.
Because I need your reaction, man. So at number one is not Cleveland's version of Paul McCartney. It's the real Paul McCartney with Silly Love Songs. Not sure if you know the story.
Well, everybody goes around making silly love songs.
Well, you look around me, I see it isn't so. Whoa, no. The kicker to this song is that in an interview the year prior, that John Lennon made a comment saying, you know how his ex-partner did nothing but write a bunch of silly love songs. So when Paul is singing I Love You, if you listen to the tone, it's more like you.
Right.
John. You, John. And that... And that wife of yours who broke up the band. And the heroin that broke up the band, too.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, no kidding. One of the
I didn't know Yoko did heroin.
Yep. They used to mooch heroin off Keith Richards in the 60s.
Wow.
He wasn't really...
That's some, he wasn't some serious musical knowledge.
With Keith Richards, John Lennon. He just all of a sudden started showing up because he knew Keith had heroin and, you know, hey, what's going on? Yeah, sure, mi casa, su casa. So that is the top 20 songs from this date in 1976.
Wow.
There's some other ones, too, that I do want to highlight before we go away here. But also, coming in number 31, one of my favorite hours of the songs, Last Child.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Burning up the charts at number 42. It might make its way to number one. We all know this one. New Rawls. Silky vocal styling of New Rawls. And another giddy up.
Midnight Oil, baby.
A giddy up approved band here that we know, that we love, and that we play had a pretty moderate hit. And it's probably my favorite Heart song.
Little Lou Rawls, never heard anybody.
Because you're Mrs. Lou Rawls. Crazy on You by Heart. Probably my favorite Heart song. Also that year, Low Down by Boz Scaggs. From that huge album, Silk Degrees. Play that funky music. White Boy, that's Cindy and Polly's gravestone.
That will be on my gravestone. That's awesome.
Unfortunately, there's no clip of the song, but I gotta find it. Actually, I really don't care if I find it or not. It was actually Bill Cosby had a Top 100 hit that year too, and. When we talk about crap, the Boogie Fever by the Sylvesters. Go to the softest school, maybe a nursing assistant can give you a shot of penicillin. It was bad Jackson 5, the Silvers, in my opinion. It was like if the Jackson 5 were to modernize, it would be the Silvers. And that's what happened in this date in the year 1976.
Well, Christopher, thank you so much for that montage of crappy music.
Not all of it was crappy.
I'm just kidding.
Just think of it. I mean, you have all of a sudden, you know, you have McCartney on the charts with John Travolta.
That's crazy. That's cray-cray, as the kids say.
It's too busy to say crazy.
All right, yeah. Kids, 3:17 in the afternoon. We're going to play some music, and we'll be back with, I think, Miss Nakbar will be calling in. I hope. I don't know if it'll even come through.
Yes, sir. She has the new number. We gave it to her last week. The 350 number. That comes in on this.
Oh, well, thank you.
Cookie called the old number.
Well, thank you, Miss Tina Marie.
You're welcome. I have it all figured out in my head.
All right. Take us out, Tina Marie. And thank you very much, Christopher. That was very informative, as much as obnoxious. But we appreciate it either way. Take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids. Be right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Today.
That was perfect timing.
Yeah, today. Hey, boys and girls, that was a little Neil Diamond for our good friend Wayno, Captain Wayno.
Wayne Diamond.
Yes, Wayne Diamond.
Wayne Diamond in the rough.
Yes, and we appreciate his request.
I think the phone is ringing on the what the heck? The phone is ringing on the improper line. And we're
WMFO, you're live on the air. Wow.
Did it ring over there?
It did not.
They hung up on that
3800 line.
All right, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up on this day, first day of July, obviously, and it is 3:30. Waiting for our good friend Amy Nakbar for her segment on what's going on around town. And I think we're having problems with the phone lines. I'm not sure. What do you think, Mama?
No, I'm telling her right now.
Oh, okay.
We told her last week, so she should have changed it in her phone.
All right.
Well, is a new phone
let's
number in
get
town.
Get some background music going.
And we all right. We have a call. You're live with Larry King.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
It's not working.
It was just ringing. It's ringing.
Right. WMFO, you are live on the air.
Hi, guys. How you doing? It's Amy Nakbar. How are you?
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Ames.
What's going on?
Hi, not much. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you? It's lousy out. It's not a beach day. I'm pissed.
Really? You're crisp?
No, she's...
Oh.
She's not pissed.
Oh. How you doing, baby? what's going on?
There's a lot going on.
That's what I'm saying.
The cruise ship, Annie Grossman, is going to be on the Wharf cruise ship leaving from Rose Wharf. It's a country band. She won Best Country Artist of the Year at the New England Music Awards. She's really good. And she's pretty.
What's her name?
Annie Brodst. Brodst.
Yeah, I know who she is. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. Also, Aldo Collins band. He's cool. He won, Best Live Performance Band last year at the New England Music Awards. They're headlining at Brighton Music Hall tonight. And Freevolt is opening for them. That'll be a great show.
Right on. Right on.
What kind of music do you guys like? Yes, I'll tell you something. The White Snake show at House of Blues was awesome.
Yeah. Do you listen to our show?
What's that?
Do you listen?
Sometimes.
Oh, then you hear what we like.
Oh, well, I'm not sure of that. What are you guys
going to
do for July 4th? Are you
going to
go through the Boston Pops?
No.
We're
kind of past that point in our lives.
Where are you going for fireworks?
Oh, just right in my backyard.
Come pick up a 40 and light some blank on fire.
am I invited?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You're always
to the
invited.
Okay. All right.
You should see. I shoot bottle rockets out of my ass.
That's just on any Monday he does that. Doesn't have to be the July 4th.
I know. That's every Monday.
I'm heading out of town this weekend. I'm going to see Hollywood Vampires.
Oh, right on.
Oh, right on. Yeah, excellent.
Well, why did you say Hollywood Vampires are playing? Tell us where they're playing.
At the casino in Connecticut.
That's right.
At Foxwoods?
Foxwoods, yeah.
Yes.
Joe Perry and Alice Cooper.
Woo! Yeah. Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of crowd response Johnny Depp is going to get.
Just don't let him smack you.
do you know who the drummer is, Amy?
Sorum?
Yes. Matt Sorum from Guns and the Cult. And Rob DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots is on bass. It was supposed to be Duff, but Duff had a bigger commitment, as you know, this summer.
Right.
Duff McKagan. Yeah.
I'm definitely excited.
I forgot to pair.
Yeah, so Duff won't be there, but you get to see Rob DeLeo from SDP.
I forgot to play her,
SDP.
Theme music. Yeah. So,
that's my weekend.
Hey, how do you know Joe Pett?
Joe Pett? Oh, my God. I've known him for years. He used to be with the Joe Pett Project.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was, right.
Yeah, and he was with Luna and Berlin Airlift. Probably the two best bands ever out of Boston.
I know. I told him to get the hell off my Facebook page. Because it was blowing up. He got like 150 comments on the show. And I
said, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. He's funny as hell. Absolutely hilarious.
Well,
Danny Klein's even more funny. Every time he comes to my house, he goes into my refrigerator and he has a problem opening the door because he's, you know, on the shorter side of my refrigerator.
Wait, Danny Klein from the Giles Band?
Yeah.
Is he broke? Is that why he's going through your fridge?
Can't feed himself.
Not at all. I'll tell you something. He's one smart guy.
Yeah, he knows not to buy food. He comes to your house. He's smart.
Exactly.
Oh, he's still hitting me up. He tells me every time, you owe me for the two. He brought two Kugels or something like that for a holiday, and he tells me all the time, you still owe me for those. Anyway, it was good. It was a great party at my house on Sunday. I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
We weren't invited.
Well, you could have come.
Well, there's a problem. Nobody tells us where they live anymore after the incidents.
Yeah. Next time we'll just show up.
Well, you have insurance, right?
Next time I'll invite you. I have like two parties a year and I invite all the musicians.
Oh, so very good.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I like to schmooze with musicians.
Yeah. I used to know a few in my day.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
For me, I'm driving and I'm nervous talking and driving.
Okay.
Well, put down the beer can and pick up the phone. That's what I tell people.
Right. Well, thank you, Amy Nachbar, and we appreciate you calling in every week with the updates of what's going on the, what is it, the music beat on the street.
Yes.
That I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay with you.
I think I should write a song parody called Rock the Knack Bar, so when she comes in, we'll have it. I'll be in my basement studio doing that.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
Thank you, Ames.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. All right. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Happy 4th of July.
You guys as well.
Okay, thanks.
Bye,
you too.
Honey.
Bye.
Amy Knack Bar. Yeah.
She'll be rocking the casino.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently.
Yeah.
Yep. She probably is going to be backstage too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Hey, we got another phone caller.
We do?
Yeah, I see the lights flashing. Mm-hmm. Either that or I need to go see a doctor.
Well, you do.
Drop me off at what's it called?
Salter School.
You definitely need to go see a doctor. WMFO, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm on the right number.
The Cookie Monster.
I get a little request.
Okay.
I want you to play a real American song.
I always do.
Okay. It's by George M. Cohan. It's called The Grand Old Flag.
Oh, I've played that for you before.
It represents what this country's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You got it, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
You no problem, man. I'll see you Monday, right?
Yep.
You got it, buddy.
All right, pal. You got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Amy Nachbar was followed up by the Cookie Monster.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Totally.
Oh, good Lord. I'm going to hell.
No. You're already there.
You're right. I am already there.
Do you want me to do a story, or am
yes.
I getting...
Yes, ma'am.
...not enough time?
Do it.
There's always money in the banana stand.
So, the neighbors were concerned for this woman's safety when they seen her in the window in her lingerie. She appeared to be...
Why were they concerned?
Is she a ghost?
No, she wasn't a ghost. Oh. Because she appeared, appeared to be dead.
See?
So, you know, they were like, oh my God, no, people knocking on her door. She wasn't answering. So they called the police. And the police, you know, did the whole knocking thing. This is the police. Are you safe? Do you need help? She didn't answer. So they busted down the door to save the blow-up doll. That was left standing in the window in lingerie.
Is she now dating a first responder?
Yeah. They still don't know where the person is that lives in that apartment, but they were relieved that they didn't have to pick up a dead body.
Oops.
They saved the blow-up doll.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. How was that old man whistle doing?
Oh, wow, that
I'm trying.
That's funny, huh?
That's something.
I don't know. I would think it. I would thought it was a blow up doll, but apparently, she's up in the window like that. She is not a blow up doll.
That's I think one of those real dolls.
That's a real one.
The real doll.
The real deal.
Featured in the movie Lars and the Real Girl. Very bizarre movie.
Do you have another story or?
Yes, I have one more.
Okay.
Not as good as that one, but there's not a lot of good stories out there.
That was pretty funny.
There's not a lot of good ones out there anymore. People need to start doing stupid things again.
I'm going to play this in the background along with the fireworks.
Okay.
Just for Cookie.
Oh, okay. So this man in Washington, he had surgery, and he popped a half of an Ambien.
Cut it out, Chris.
After surgery, he popped half an Ambien so he could relax.
I can't do it. I can't.
And when he woke
up... It's not the one he wanted to hear. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mama.
And when he woke up, he thought that he was...
He fart?
No, he thought. He was unconscious in the forest because he was driving his plane and he crashed. So he called 911 to tell them that he was in a plane crash and he was in the field. And he was dying.
How do you think you're unconscious?
It's that
No,
ambience.
I'm sorry.
Crazy.
He thought the other people were unconscious and he couldn't see out of the window of the plane.
Oh.
But he was having how do you say that word? Hallucinations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
At home after taking the sedative. So when he woke up, he had thought he was in a car crash. Called 911. A plane crash and called 911.
That
they
ambience
came out,
is crazy.
They came out to save him at his house.
You know, you cannot have alcohol in your system when you have Ambien or makes you into a... It just does something to you.
Yeah.
I was on a flight from Vancouver to Boston, and the guy was on Ambien, and he was sleep fighting. He was sleep fighting.
In his seat himself?
He was punching his seat, and then he got up, and he went to clock the guy in front of him. And he was totally had no idea who he was doing, so I just hit him in the ribs. And I finally called over the flight attendant, and they had him tie him up in the jump seat.
Really?
Yeah. Which was awesome because it was a full flight. Then I had the whole plane. I had the whole row to myself. Everyone's like this. I'm sitting there like this now just because some guy had too much Ambien and scotch.
You had that's crazy.
Your balls out.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
He had the whole row to himself, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He just relaxed.
I'd have been naked.
Yeah.
Just laying there.
Oh, man. I'm awesome on a plane. I'm just so used to flying that I act like it's my living room. The other day, when I came home from Detroit, I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just obnoxious, you know, on the flight because that is
the
craziest
you?
Show.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did they ask you to be quiet?
I started singing, Day Man, fighter of the night's man, champion of the sun, master of karate.
Did they ask you to be quiet? Sir, please be quiet.
I don't know. I have noise-canceling headphones, so I don't care.
Oh, so you couldn't hear anything.
Go to hell. Go yourself. I'm singing here.
I hear you.
You're probably on YouTube somewhere.
Pretty much.
They probably thought you were on Ambien.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He's on Ambien over here singing.
Hey. I've been on Ambien. Yeah, she was my high school sweetheart. All right, kids. 84 degrees here in Boston. Look out for some pop-up showers, thunder showers, actually. And honestly...
Oh, we got some issues out.
Tornado warnings. Uh-huh. They're warnings, but, you know, warnings nonetheless. So be safe.
Warnings severe. I think watches saying that the condition...
Watching is right, one thing. Yeah. But they are warnings at this point. So look out. There's going to be thunder showers tonight.
Yeah.
Either way. So tonight wouldn't be a good night to be barbecuing or hanging out in the backyard. Tomorrow, 83... chance of 83 degrees. Clearing sky. It'll be better tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Sunday will be just about the same, but it'll be nice and bright. A lot less cloudy. And then, 4th of July, beautiful. Oof. 84, chance of 84 degrees and zero precipitation. So, guess what? That is my pick for the weekend, even though Monday is really the weekend. But you guys have a great 4th of July. It is 3:45. How about I play another song and we come back and say our goodbyes?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Up to you guys. Yeah. Unless you want to say them now.
Yeah, let's play. It's hard to say goodbyes. So let's play a little rock and roll.
It's very... let's play some rock and roll because... We don't really play rock and roll here. All right, take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the From here, we'll join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
As I said before, the best speech ever, ever, ever. And we're going to say our goodbyes really quick.
We should.
And I want to wish, well, I'm going to let you guys go, obviously, you okay. First.
Thank you all for listening. Have a safe and happy July 4th on Monday. Shout outs to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, and Christina, Miss Emmy, and Zoe the cat.
Don't be like Jason Pierre Paul. That's all I can say. Be safe out there. Remember, just go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can, people. Happy 4th.
Oh, you good? And, of course, I've got a say, we're going to take a 166-hour break. Of course, I always do. But I also wanted to say, stay Boston and American strong to everybody. 4th of July means a lot to me and my family that are sitting around me. And I hope you guys do be safe. And I don't know what else to say except always be a rock and never roll. We love you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Hopefully you have a very safe and happy 4th of July. Enjoy your independence, because that's what it's about. We love you guys. See you next week.